You could call it the final 137 miles of the presidential campaign. President-elect Barack Obama and his family boarded a train in Philadelphia yesterday and headed south toward Washington, D.C. The train made stops for rallies in Wilmington, Delaware, and Baltimore, Maryland, and arrived last night in the nation's capital, where inaugural activities and parties are already in full swing. NPR's Don Gagne was on board.
Normally, it's about a two-hour trip from Philadelphia to D.C. Yesterday's journey took some 7 hours, but speed wasn't the point. This was one final chance before taking the oath of office 2 days from now for President-elect Barack Obama to thank those who helped make this journey possible, to ask Americans for their help and their patience, and to look ahead to the task that awaits him once he assumes office. There was no shortage of symbolism along the way, including the first stop. Philadelphia, the place where America's founding fathers gathered, where historic Independence Hall stands not far from the train station where Mr. Obama spoke before boarding the train.
What's required is a new Declaration of Independence, not just in our nation, but in our own lives. Independence from ideology and small thinking, independence from prejudice and bigotry, independence from selfishness. An appeal not to our easy instincts, but to our better angels.
The train rolled south, security was tight, and with the bright winter sun still low in the eastern sky, and with temperatures outside just in the teens, people braved the cold as they gathered on bridges and watched the train pass beneath them. They'd stand behind yellow police tape stretched across intersections in groups of 5 or 20, or sometimes as many as 100 or more. The train rolled past backyards where an occasional resident would stand on the back porch alone and wave as it went by. The train's first official stop was Wilmington, Delaware. That's where Vice President-elect Joe Biden and his wife Jill joined up. They and the Obamas headed off to a rally just outside the station. There was a crowd of nearly 8,000. Biden, who represented Delaware in the U.S. Senate for 36 years, was the sentimental favorite. Biden's remarks were mostly personal, but he, too, talked of the challenges the new Obama administration will face.
Our economy is struggling. We're a nation at war. Sometimes, just sometimes, it's hard to believe that we'll see the spring again. But I tell you, spring is on the way with this new administration.
Today's speeches all dealt with the serious problems to be confronted, but there was also a festive atmosphere at all of these events. The train manifest included a group of some 50 people whom Mr. Obama met over the course of the campaign. Many were dealing with hardship. Some are community leaders. At one point, they serenaded Michelle Obama, who celebrated her 45th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday to you.
That was just before the train made its final stop of the day, a big campaign-style rally with 40,000 shivering people outdoors at the War Memorial in downtown Baltimore. Here, the president-elect again asked people of all backgrounds, of all beliefs, to work together for a larger cause.
No matter what we look like, no matter where we come from, no matter what faith we practice, we are a people of common hope, a people of common dreams who ask only that what was promised us as Americans, that we might make of our lives what we will and see our children climb higher than we did, that promise is fulfilled.
Less than 2 hours later, the train pulled into Washington, where day after tomorrow, Barack Obama becomes the 44th president of the United States. Don Gagne, NPR News.